was a dud. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump called the Robert Mueller hearings, meeting with supporters at a fundraiser last night in West Virginia. His lawyer, Jay Sekulow, told Fox.
Even members of the Democratic Party were last night recognizing that this was, as one commentator called it, a train wreck.
But will it derail impeachment? Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying an impeachment inquiry against President Trump is premature, but also indicating that the House investigations of the president will continue.
The Mueller investigation could not do the president's personal or business connections, and one of those connections could be to the Russians, and that's what we want to find out.
Pelosi is also leading the effort in federal court to seek access to the grand jury information redacted in Mueller's report and to enforce the House's subpoena for testimony and documentation from former White House counsel Don McGahn. Dave?
John, nearly 2 weeks of jeers turned into cheers. Late last night in Puerto Rico, a celebration on the streets of San Juan right after Governor Ricardo Rossello gave in to their demands under fire over vulgar leaked private chats and alleged corruption.
With sorrow, I announce to you today
that
I will be renouncing, resigning.
He'll step down effective next Friday. North Korea has done it again, launching two more missiles that South Korea says were short range. It's believed to be in protest to upcoming U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Just last month, President Trump met with Kim Jong-un again, trying to restart nuclear talks. Jeffrey Epstein's gone into a jail, from a jail to a hospital in New York City, while awaiting trial for sex trafficking involving underage girls.
Reporting this morning that Jeffrey Epstein was found on the floor of his jail cell, nearly unconscious with wounds to his neck.
That's Fox's Rob Schmidt outside the jail in Manhattan. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Well, President Trump lost a round in court on immigration after winning one.
Just hours after President Trump celebrated the ruling by a judge in Washington, D.C. that let new asylum restrictions stand.
That was a tremendous ruling today. We appreciate it. We respect the courts very much.
A different judge in California blocked the rule, which requires people seeking asylum in the U.S. to apply first in one of the countries they cross on their way to America. There are limited exceptions to the rule, which include trafficking victims and those who have sought protection in another country but were denied. Lawsuits challenging the restrictions are working their way through the courts. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The White House press secretary moments ago put out a statement that the tyranny of a dysfunctional system that permits plaintiffs to forum shop in order to find a single district judge who will purport to dictate immigration policy to the entire nation must come to an end. Columbine High School, site of one of the most infamous mass shootings in history, will not be torn down after all in Colorado.
It's been 20 years since the Columbine High School massacre that left 13 dead in Colorado. Today, the site has become a magnet for those interested in the mass shooting. Officials in Littleton say 2,400 people tried to visit the property just last year.
What we've got to do is find some ways to limit that.
Jefferson County Public Schools Superintendent Jason Glass explains some had pushed for tearing down the high school, but a new survey of the Columbine community finds 57% of respondents had a negative reaction to that idea.
I'm not surprised. I think that it was a really emotional and difficult issue.
Instead, school officials say they plan to increase security. Tom Graham, Fox News.
ASAP Rocky will go on trial in Sweden. A Grammy-nominated American rapper has been charged with assault over a fight last month. He claims he acted in self-defense. President Trump recently intervened trying to get ASAP Rocky released. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hit new record highs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by Larry Canfor Gallery. His off-the-wall sale is on the books and ready to go. I stopped by yesterday. It's stupid. It's unbelievable. 35% off. The great artist, the great photographer, Larry Canfor Gallery, South Neal Street, Champaign, corner of Windsor and Neal. It's the off-the-wall sale going on through Saturday.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Bement School Board has decided to hire a physical education teacher who is also a former Champaign firefighter who had previously pleaded guilty to arson. That was 9 years ago. Monica Hall had pleaded guilty to torching her own truck and another belonging to a coworker. She successfully completed her sentence. She said she did it because she needed the money. She was 50 when she was arrested in 2009. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed two new laws aimed at protecting young immigrants. One ensures children are able to have a short-term guardian for up to 2 years if their parents are detained or deported by federal immigration authorities. That was limited to 1 year before this action. The other authorizes juvenile, family, and adoption courts to move ahead and grant petitions for undocumented immigrant children trying to get special visas as victims of abuse or neglect. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
Don't miss the off-the-wall sale at the Larry Canfor Gallery this Wednesday through Saturday, where all gallery artwork is 35% off. Special hours Wednesday till 7, 35% off. All artwork at the Larry Canfor Gallery, where you take the artwork off the wall and take it home.
3, 2, 8, 24, 24. Tapman's Towing. 24 hours every day.
Tapman's Towing.
3, 2, 8, 24, 24.
Brought to you by the Larry Canfor Gallery. Off-the-wall sale going on through Saturday. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. It is what you see. Sunshine today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, chance of rain Monday. High today 84, high tomorrow 86, 90 by the end of the weekend. 62 now in bright sunshine, ESPN 93.5. How about Jay Lehman, All-American linebacker, in studio, Big Ten Network superstar. How are you?
I'm phenomenal. What an opportunity to be on the morning show.
Woo!
I've only been on air one or two times in my life, but never have been a co-host.
Well, now you're co-hosting, doing my sports, and you know sports. So Jay's going to hang out.
I know some sports.
and I'll keep you shielded from any strong personality type driven opinion. So whatever I say is the opinion of Stevie J, and not necessarily All American linebacker Jay Lehman. Anyway, thank you for coming in. You have moved to Champaign.
Yeah, I've been here a year, actually.
How is it going?
Oh, man, it's phenomenal. I don't quite have the lawn service up and running. You know, I used to mow Stevie's yard probably from 9 to 17.
It was a cloud of dust. My kids, the triplets used to, Nathaniel was about 7, the triplets were 3. They'd watch you from the window, and the Lehman's would jump out of the pickup, and it'd be 15 minutes in a cloud of dust and like 9 machines. It was amazing.
You know, we've always been into taking care of properties. Now I'm selling properties.
Jay Lehman has a real estate thing, man.
EXP Realty. You know it. Jay Lehman.
And it's going well.
It's going well.
Well, you know people. You can sell homes. And I would think with your name, it's quite an advantage because people like you and know you.
I hope it's an advantage. Hopefully it's not a disadvantage.
No.
I would say this. If you're looking for a personal residence or for investment, I work with both investors and people looking for their own home. It's been great. You know, I love Champaign. It's a Champaign-Urbana, Central Illinois, phenomenal community, right? I mean, good people here. And a lot of people come in and out with the hospital and university. So there's a high turnover rate, too.
Yeah. So heat of man, and you've sold a ridiculous amount of homes here in the first 6-7 months of your new career, one of your careers, because you're kind of a jack of all trades.
Well, I do a little Big Ten Network. I do a little Jeremy Warner show,
actually. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
in the football
back this
season,
fall,
right?
Yeah, okay.
September, actually last week of August, the week before the first game for the Fighting Illini, we do Mondays, and we do a little hit on Fridays as well. But Monday's the big show, recap of college football.
Okay, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going live to the White House, as we do on Thursdays, with John Decker, who's on press row, and he sends me pictures from time to time, and you see the president talking a lot. John Decker gets called on. They respect him. He's really good at what he does.
He doesn't just get ignored.
No.
So Decker's a guy that gets the attention.
Yep. And the White House, I think, respects him. I think he still asks some pretty hard questions, but I want to show you this picture. He got to fly on Air Force One.
Wow.
Sent me the menu. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
I've talked to a lot of people. This is how close he was as the president answered his question just the other morning.
Oh, man, he's right there.
He's right there. And I said, how did you get that close? He said, Early Bird.
Early Bird gets the worm.
He's after it. So anyway, he'll join us at got to talk about Bob Mueller. And I don't know how political you are, Jay. I'll shield you from all of that because your opinions like that generally lose a portion of audiences. So most of my audience, I would say a good number of them think that I don't know if people think I'm not right wing at all, but they think I am. But anyway, I'm more common sense. I've criticized the Republicans. I think the left has gone nuts. Anyway, we'll play some Bob Mueller. He felt, to me, lost yesterday. I was embarrassed after the first hour testimony on the Mueller report. I felt sorry for him, and I said, is this what this is going to be? 8 hours later, it's what it was. Even the Democrats are calling it a train wreck. So we'll talk up at the bottom of the hour. John Decker was watching all of that. We'll do that coming up. All right, so a week from tomorrow, Lovie Smith's fourth team, Jay Layman. I was, clipping along on my normal CBJ, Illinois is going to be 12-0 optimism, and then I heard some guy from Fox Sports on with Jeremy last week at the Big Ten. And he said, Illinois, you have a running back. I don't know his name. he said, the question is, will you improve? And I think you'll improve. But then the question is, are you better than anybody?
Yeah. Well, Joel Klatt.
Is that who that was?
Joel Klatt's the lead analyst for Fox Sports. I like Joel a lot. I think he's a straight shooter. The reality
but that
is,
hurt me. I had me at 12-0 in my mind.
Well, the reality is this, is this team that Illinois is going to have 4 years ago is a 6-7 win team in the Big Ten West. But everybody in the Big Ten West is also getting better.
Oh.
See, you got Iowa and Northwestern who've had their coaches for years, okay? But then in the West, everybody got new coaches. Wisconsin 4 years ago, P.J. Fleck at Minnesota 3 years ago, Nebraska 2 years ago, with Scott Frost, Jeff Brohm, of course, Lovie Smith. We're just not improving at the same clip. Now, in defense of Lovie Smith, he had a lot farther to climb than some of those other programs. Some other pieces were in place. We know what the Tim Beckman era left him with. It was an empty cabinet and then some.
Well, he got to a bowl, though. Tim Beckman got to a bowl.
In 2014.
Bill Cubitt won 5.
He got to a bowl, and I would agree with that. That's why I said it four or five years ago, which it was in 2014, this is a 6-7 win team.
So you're telling me the infrastructure on the Beckman recruiting wasn't very good. Okay.
The reality is Beckman won off his Zook's last recruiting
class. What was wrong with Ron Zook again?
I'm trying to figure that one out.
I don't understand. We had two bowls in a row. Mike Thomas came in to fire Weber and Zook, and I don't understand quite why.
I mean, the reality is Mike Thomas, I'm nothing personally wrong with him. He set the program back a decade.
Oh, my.
He set the program back a decade. He left a grenade and blew it up. Now, Josh Whitman's left to clean up the mess, and I think he's done a great job getting some great young. I know Chris Thomas was on.
Oh, man.
You talk about a guy.
Big hire there.
When we lost Hambly, you thought, man.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
What's going to happen? And you end up in the championship. So they've done a great job. Of course, everybody judges on the big two, right? Basketball, men's basketball.
Yeah, right.
And men's football. And a lot of times those take a little bit longer. I'm going to turn around.
Okay. The first three games, Illinois football has to win. I mean, you're home against...
I think those are must-wins.
At Connecticut, they're awful. I mean, we should beat Connecticut, right?
I mean, they say basketball, right? I mean, right. Let's go. You got to beat Connecticut, number one.
It's Akron, right. Connecticut, Eastern Michigan.
Come on.
Stevie J says you got to be 3-0.
Listen, if you play in the Big Ten,
okay,
and you're at Illinois,
all right,
you got to circle those in red and say those are must-wins, and you got to find three wins in conference.
Ooh. Now, Rutgers I kind of penciled in, but after Rutgers, tell me who.
Here's the reality is this. I think Illinois can score on anybody. The only question is, can they stop anybody?
Well, they were one of the worst defenses last year.
And Lovie reminds them a lot of that. Now, I hope they're improved. One thing I think that Lovie Smith knows is him becoming the defensive coordinator, he really takes more ownership over the defense's performance. They've got to improve.
Jenny Lehman is in the house, my friends. Are you ready to do the morning sports read here?
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, morning sports at a quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5. Jay Lehman.
The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates last night in a game heard here on ESPN 93.5. Here's John Rooney with your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Pittsburgh, where today the Cardinals go for a four-game sweep and a 7-1 road trip through Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Thanks to a 9-run inning last night in the second, the Cardinals beat the Pirates 14-8. Adam Wainwright went 5 innings for the win.
Waino struggled early but hung on, and the Cardinals' offense, the real story. 11 extra base hits in the game, 3 home runs for the Cardinals shortstop Paul DeJong. Plenty of movement everywhere, and the Cardinals banged out 15 hits total and really took it to the Pirates.
Andrew Kisner caught in the game last night. He hit his first major league home run, a 2-run homer in the 9-run second. But Paul Goldschmidt has hit a home run in each game in this series so far. He's finding his stroke.
His swing is much better, much more level. He's hitting the ball with authority.
The Cardinals will go with Miles Michaelis today as they attempt the sweep of the Pirates at PNC Park. Michaelis is 6-10. Right-hander Joe Musgrove will pitch for Pittsburgh. He's 7-8, and we're on the air at 10:40.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola scoreboard patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
You're the man.
The Chicago Cubs salvaged the final game of their series with a win over the San Francisco Giants 4-1 yesterday afternoon. Javier Baez hit the 25th home run of the year to lead the way. Earlier in the day, the Cubs sent shortstop Addison Russell to AAA Iowa and activated catcher Wilson Contreras. The News Gazette is reporting that all-time leading scorer and, I will say, ESPN Radio contributor last year, Deion Thomas.
Yeah.
The all-time leading scorer in Illinois basketball history, named Associate Director of Development for the University of Illinois. Congrats, Deion. Deion will fundraise in the Chicago area while still working for the Big Ten Network.
Yeah.
Deion says, it's my life coming full circle. Kind of like the Lion King, circle of life. Boom.
Circle
and 8
life.
Days till Lovie Smith's fourth team takes the field as Illinois football is about ready to go. Man, I get that feeling every time this year about when August comes around.
Are you ready to go?
It's a slight, I'm ready to go. A sickening feeling of, man, I got to hit people for 4 straight weeks before I can hit somebody else. That's sports. I'm Jay Lehman.
7:18. So you weighed how much as linebacker at the University of Illinois?
Well, I came in at 205 and shredded. I need a needle and thread. I was so ripped up. And then they said, Lehman, you're going to get bounced around.
You
and
gotta
sure
be
enough, I got pancaked like Aunt Sonia's. I mean, I literally got pancaked.
I miss Aunt Sonia's.
We all miss
Uncle
that,
Uncle John's,
right?
Aunt Sonia's.
We all miss it, right? I got pancaked. Bucky Babcock, he just pancaked me on the power play. I said, I need to gain some weight. I got up to 245 thanks to Lou Hernandez.
So you weigh 245 when you're on the shoulders of that guy at Ohio State. The
right.
Iconic picture.
Right.
When you beat number one Ohio State with juice.
Right.
And Ron Zook looked at Juice, and Juice said, I'll get it. And he said, you better. I mean, we should have kept Zook.
Here's the reality about Ron Zook. Ron Zook, unbelievable motivator, unbelievable recruiter. And you know what? That's what you need in a place like this. You know, in the words of Ron Zook, it's not all about the X's and O's. It's about the Jimmies and the Joes. You got to get the players here. Let's go.
I said, I talked to him after he went to Green Bay, and I said, he said, if I won 7 games, they'd build a statue for me. We went 2 bowls in a row, they fired me.
Well, you know, life stuff. It's just so fickle.
Michael Hagan was the president. He hired Mike Thomas to explicitly fire Weber and I don't get it. Weber and Zook. I don't. And he started 6-0 that year.
We would beg for 6 wins these
days. I know
it.
Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years. WattsCopy.com. Weather, sunshine today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. It's pretty easy. Gets warmer toward 90 by Sunday. 63 now in Champaign-Urbana with our Fox Business Minute. How these markets going to open? They're at record territory. That's where they've been. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland and Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric and Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Live to the White House, and John Decker got some Bob Mueller tape for you to hear. It was one of those where you felt really bad for the man. It was, like, awful to watch. Felt bad for him. 720.
From the Fox Business Network, American Airlines is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter, even though it was dealing with the Boeing 737 MAX 8 grounding and labor issues. Southwest Airlines says its spring quarter was remarkably strong, considering the impact of the grounding of the MAX aircraft. Southwest reported record earnings. The airline says its employees did a heroic job of managing 20,000 flight cancellations under difficult circumstances. And Southwest also announced it will cease operations at Newark Liberty Airport and consolidate its New York City presence at LaGuardia Airport effective November 3rd. Comcast also reported stronger than expected earnings, and so did 3M. But Tesla reported a disappointing quarter. Its sales were up, but it lost money. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
July, Fox Nation celebrates America with a month of exclusive shows and content dedicated to our country. Join the celebration and subscribe at FoxNation.com right now. Fox Nation is the perfect companion to Fox News, featuring your favorite Fox News personalities like you've never seen them before. Taking you outside the studio, across the country, and beyond the headlines with exclusive series, specials, and documentaries that celebrate America's people and places, bringing you America's history and telling America's stories the right way. Join the celebration and subscribe at FoxNation.com right now.
It's hard to believe the summer's coming to an end, and kids will soon be going back to school. Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza, reminding you that if at the end of the day, you're too tired to cook or exhausted from being in your son or daughter's taxi, Rosati's Pizza is here for you. Let us do the cooking. Pizza, pasta, salad, sandwiches, wings. We've got it all, and we're waiting for you at 701 South Gregory. Or check out the menu online, myrosati's.com/Urbana.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
There's nothing better than enjoying summer travel with family and friends. So, for a limited time at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 20% at thousands of hotels worldwide during our global sale if you book by July 31st and stay by September 15th. And if you're an IHG Rewards Club member, you'll save even more. So what are you waiting for? Book now at HolidayInn.com. We're there so you can be too. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the amazing Luther Falls. Look at the beach, the sea going all the way by the horizon line.
Luther Falls is in some exotic location in the Caribbean. They'll make your kitchen and bathroom feel like a paradise, though. With exquisite granite countertops, they have the cabinet selection that fit your color palette and storage needs. That's not even saying how they could remodel that bathroom of yours. Give Luther Falls of Bloomington and Champaign the chance to make your own paradise dream a reality. Go to remodelingchampaign.com to start your project.
Countertops start at $35 a square foot installed.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's Nursery is your local garden center, and we're fully stocked with perennials, trees, shrubs, and annuals all summer long. This week only, we're having a Fill the Green Cart sale. All the 4-inch annuals and flats you can fit into a green cart without stacking for $20. We've seen people get as many as 50 plants. There are restrictions, but I promise it's the best deal you'll ever see on annuals. If you're more into shade, Country Arbors is also having a big sale on trees. Buy any tree this week and we'll give you 20% off the tree and 10% off the planting. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery or go to countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
ESPN 93.5 Houlihan's tonight. You can go to Houlihan's Restaurant. They do this Thursday thing, live music. Rick Kubitz and Terry Bush. It's called Patio Play. You can go eat on the patio at Houlihan's tonight. It's 6:30 to 8:30. Enjoy the music from Rick Kubitz and Terry Bush for the Patio Play tonight. And the menu,
Great salad.
Oh, man.
I mean, you want to eat healthy, but you want something that fills you up. I'm a big guy. I eat the salads there.
Do you the whole chef salad thing? Or
they have one that's like an Asian chop salad. Oh. That's not the name they have it, but it's bomb.
Well, what about the steaks wedge? Okay. Ooh, man.
Bomb.
It's Houlihan. Say hey to Sam. I haven't seen Sam in a week or two. I'm kind of friends with Sam over there. He's the man. It's Houlihan's, part of the iHotel and Conference Center, the best property in the world. They're right there at 1st Street and St. Mary's Road, south of the State Farm Center in Champaign. 825. Bob Mueller was on Capitol Hill. It was the 89th time he's testified. The guy's been everywhere in government. So here's the distinguished Bob Mueller, who is going to give evidence and ammunition to impeach this horrific president they call Trump. The hate and vitriol for this man, as I've said many times, hate is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die. Mm. It is wrong for anyone to hate anything. You can't hate. Hate rips you up, Jay Layman.
Oh, yeah.
It is not good. You need to love.
Same as unforgiveness. Unforgiveness only hurts the person who's not forgiving.
You carry that weight. People that hate and can't let things go, they're worse off inside. It eats them up.
Right.
They wake up sad and happy and unhappy, and they're moody and they're angry and they're this and that. Anyway, my friends, understand that we live in the greatest nation on earth. You believe that, don't you?
Absolutely.
We live on the greatest.
Listen, America's so great, even its haters don't want to leave.
Well,
I mean, that's the reality, bro. I mean, listen, everybody, it's crazy.
Even their haters don't want to leave. I don't understand, and that's why I always said, if I'm ever president, every child before they turn 18 will live 3 months in a third world country. So in high school, you'll go on a mission trip. It'll be 3 months.
Yeah.
And I believe we'll get 9 out of 10 will come back not worrying about body ink and pierced body parts.
It's funny you say that, because in middle school and high school, I went to another country. And I came back saying, man, I'm really grateful for running water.
And so you understood.
I understood. Perspective.
Yeah. And I don't think a whole bunch of us have it anymore. And an appreciation. Mm-hmm. And yet, we're always the bad guy. This is a horrible you must be for slavery because you're part of him. What is that? My gosh. It's just so crazy. The stuff we're hearing today, you'd never think you'd ever hear in America, going, are you guys talking about picking and choosing the laws that you follow? I don't get it. Anyway, we're going to go to the live of the White House. Every Thursday, we talk to John Decker. I think he's a terrific journalist, and when he gets called on press row for stuff, he'll ask the question. And he's big into tennis. He's a big tennis fan, and he goes to the French Open and travels to Australia. He travels a little bit with his wife, and he was at the Rolling Stones in Chicago.
Sounds like he does a lot.
And, he's a pretty good guy. Anyway, you'll get to meet him. He'll get to meet the All-American linebacker in our studio doing sports for us this morning. Jay Layman, do you have a number? Do you do that for Big Ten, saying how many games the Illini are going to win, or is that too early?
I think it's always a little bit too early. I like to see him in camp.
Well, who's the quarterback? It has to be the Michigan guy. Nobody else has taken a snap at quarterback, right?
Well, don't sleep on Matt Robinson. The guy's been overlooked all the time.
Because
of his height, right?
He's Doug Flutie? Who is he?
I mean, here the reality is this, is who can actually put the ball on the numbers? Don't tell me who's mobile.
Yeah,
don't tell me
right.
He's got a great release.
Who can throw?
Listen, Drew Brees has none of it. Doesn't have the strongest arm. He's not big, but he's darn accurate.
Yeah.
Right? Who can put the ball on numbers? Loved A.J. Bush, not that accurate of a throw. He can run.
Matt Robinson can throw it through the tire?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I gotta see him play more.
You can go to practices
watch. At this point, just pull a name out of my hat so I can pull that up.
Well, Isaiah Williams is the athlete, right?
Absolute athlete. Had offers everywhere to play other positions other than quarterback.
One to play quarterback.
And I've heard he's an underrated thrower. So
is he Antoine Randall L?
Yeah, Randall L, I think that's a good comparison. Okay. Now, Randall L never really threw that much.
Right.
Supposedly he throws better.
All right.
According to Jeremy Warner, I get my scoops from Jeremy Warner. So whatever I say has been filtered through him.
As we all do. All right, stand by. We'll go to the White House next. Jay Layman, our guest this morning. Text in if you'd like. 359-2255, ESPN 93.5. It's Thursday. 729.
El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign on South Mule Street is the perfect place to pick up dinner for the family on your way home from work. Whether it's a chicken fajita meal for everyone to share, a cheese quesadilla for the kids, or a margarita for yourself, El Toro will have the food hot and ready for you. Just call them at 217-378-7807 to place an order. That's 217-378-7807. Can't make it to the restaurant? They'll bring the food to you. Delivery is also available. Just visit their website at eltororestaurante.com and click on the delivery tab.
Sam Astrek with Mattex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For 25 years, Mattex has been Central Illinois' premier provider for home services. We've worked hard to build long-term relationships with our customers. At Mattex, we strive for excellence and give you the personal attention you not only expect, but deserve. Visit MattexService.com today and see all the ways our trained and certified technicians can serve you. We specialize in train but service all brands. That's MattexService.com. Get the fix with Mattex.
Schedule your AC maintenance today.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump weighing in on Robert Mueller, calling the former special counsel's testimony yesterday a dud. Democrats say they'll continue to hold the president to account. The White House saying it intends to pursue all available options after losing a round in the immigration fight.
Just hours after President Trump celebrated the ruling by a judge in Washington, D.C. that let new asylum restrictions stand.
That was a tremendous ruling today. We appreciate it. We respect the courts very much.
A different judge in California blocked the rule, which requires people seeking asylum in the U.S. to apply first in one of the countries they cross on their way to America.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. And accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein found injured in jail.
On the floor of his jail cell, nearly unconscious with wounds to his neck. He has been taken to a nearby hospital.
Fox's Rob Schmidt in Lower Manhattan. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by your 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 30 months of probation is the sentence for a Champaign man who fired a gun in the air while another person was present. 30-year-old Brian Partlow had pleaded guilty to reckless discharge of a firearm and an unrelated charge of driving under revocation. The case comes from an incident on June 16th in which Partlow got into an argument with someone and fired a gun in the air. A 64-year-old man who is no stranger to law enforcement is now accused of heroin possession. 64-year-old Roger Gill has a long history of drug-related convictions. He was charged this week with possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance and possession of a controlled substance. He's due back in court in September. The News Gazette says officers have been looking into alleged drug dealing by Gill recently, and on Tuesday, the Street Crimes Task Force had probable cause to arrest him. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's David Nelson with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts. Take Chuck, for example. Chuck's coworker told him to email his son-in-law for the best loan service. Chuck emailed and never heard back. Don't grow frustrated with a company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Chuck. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338.
You need janitorial supplies. Did you ever clean anything? Like bathrooms? Did you ever clean houses? Or
actually, it's kind of funny. As an outreach with the Vineyard Church in Urbana, we used to go clean businesses' bathrooms.
How about that?
So there you go.
Serving the Lord in another way.
And I actually met my wife out there.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
That's
She's
awesome.
Like, what are you doing? She's
and tell people who your wife is.
Katie Lehman. Katie Lehman played volleyball. She's
played volleyball
Katie
for
Patapas at the
Don
University
Harden,
of Illinois.
Don Harden. Who was it for?
Don Harden.
Don Harden.
And,
who came up with one of the best sports quotes ever. If you look at the schedule and don't see a patsy, you're the patsy.
Great line. And I've stolen that from him a couple times.
There's a thing with football players and volleyball players. They tend to attract one another.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're probably both tall.
They're tall. Here's the thing. In athletics, that's who you hang out with. You hang out with other sports, you know, with other athletes on campus.
Sure,
that's
kind of
your frat.
Yeah.
That's kind of your sorority.
But CMI is a janitorial supply company, locally owned and operated, Betsy and Brad Parks. Mm. Get all your stuff on Bloomington Road. If you're going to do mission and clean bathrooms for businesses like the Vineyard, that's awesome. 359-6262, CMIclean.com. Sunny and 84 for today, 86 on Friday, 88 on Saturday, and 90 on Sunday. 63 now at ESPN 93.5. We're going live. You are looking live, as Brent Musburger. You are looking live at the White House. ESPN 93.5.
Hey, I'm going to get you guys on with John Decker.
Yes, ma'am. This is the behind the curtain look at how that works. That was Fox News calling me live from New York City.
Wow.
And in just a moment, she'll say, go ahead. You're on with John Decker. And then I'll hit the cue, the theme music that I invented every week I play. It's the only place in America that John Decker, Ace News journalist, has a theme. I told him, put it on your ringtone.
And you created yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very special. You'll hear it here. I worked at least 3 or 4 minutes on this.
I'm looking forward to this. I've not heard you sing, so I want to hear this.
Well,
John Decker special.
Yeah, stand by for that in just a moment. I have the Mueller. I got to play some of it. I feel bad. It's one of those uncomfortable things where no matter what your political persuasion, you have a human element and you say, ugh, that poor guy needs to be excused because I don't think he has a clue what he's saying. And it's like, it was one of those moments for me. And I was going, he's got to be putting on. He can't be that way. And then you think, well, he's 74 and he has served his nation and he's a good guy from all accounts. But the man was lost yesterday. Waiting on John Decker.
Here I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best journalists in the world, John Decker. John Decker, John Decker, I want to talk to John Decker, he is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker, he's at the White House in press room. And joining me is All-American linebacker for the University of Illinois, Jay Layman. Say hi to John Decker.
What's up, John Decker?
Hey there, how's it going? Good morning to you. Good morning to Champaign, Illinois. How are you doing today?
Well, we're good. Bob Mueller.
Can you repeat the question, sir? You're going to have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the last part of that question?
Yeah. Which act? Pardon?
Can you read the last question?
I don't ever remember anything like this to where I felt so bad. Forget content, forget political persuasion. The man needed to be excused. He was a figurehead. John, it was embarrassing for me.
Well, I can understand that. You know, I think that you had a good introduction to Mr. Mueller just before you got to me. As you mentioned, he's going to be 75 years old next month. And the Bob Mueller that we saw yesterday during the course of 5+ hours of testimony wasn't the Bob Mueller that I remembered when he was FBI director, who appeared before congressional committees 90 times before. And so, look, even if you take out the performance, there was nothing new in terms of the content that Mr. Mueller presented yesterday during the course of his testimony before these two congressional committees.
What happens now? Is this over or is it just beginning?
Well, it's not over. It's not over because there's still an effort to get Don McGahn, the president's former White House counsel, to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. They've subpoenaed him. He has rebuffed their subpoena, so now it's being fought in the federal courts. I think ultimately we are going to hear from Don McGahn. But will that move the needle? Will that, you know, turn you know, the country away from President Trump? I don't think so. You know, people have already made up their minds about President Trump, good or bad. And so that's the reason why we had a Fox News poll that came out yesterday. It shows his approval rating has ticked up by 1 point, despite all of these investigations concerning him. And Nancy Pelosi, by the way, Stevie, yesterday was asked about the idea of impeachment, and she said it's premature. So we're not there yet in terms of seeing that kind of battle work its way out in the House of Representatives. There's certainly a lot of House members on the Democratic side that want to move towards impeachment. But unless Nancy Pelosi gives the green light, it's not going to happen.
Okay. And the Democratic debates, the next ones are when? I've lost track already. I don't know.
I want to say it's the 30th and 31st of July, and that's going to be in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. And again, I think that whole thing has to move left to keep the left happy. Is that correct?
You are so correct, and that's what's happening right now. You have the front runners for the Democratic Party nomination. If you add up the front runners who consider themselves progressives, they far outpoll Joe Biden. You know, if you add up all the support of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg, that outpolls Joe Biden. So the problem is for those individuals that as long as they remain in the race, they divide up the vote. And there's a clear path for Joe Biden right now. But once you see one of those drop out, their support is going to go to, you know, one of the others. And they could indeed leapfrog over Joe Biden. And then we'd have a new front runner for the Democratic nomination.
Boy, I tell you, though, trying to make a pick out of that, that's pretty tricky, isn't it? I mean, who in the world's going to break out?
Well, I don't know, but that's what these debates are for, because mm-hmm. debates do let you break out of the pack. I think that we saw that a little bit with that first debate in Miami. Kamala Harris got a lot of good, positive press from the mainstream media in terms of her performance, and now she's in the top tier, you know, maybe mm-hmm. top three, top four. If she has another good performance, obviously she gets more good press, and then maybe she moves into the top three, top two. And certainly this isn't benefiting Joe Biden, who remains sort of stuck where he is. So Stevie has to have a good performance yeah. at the next debate.
John Decker is ace reporter, my watchdog in Washington. When you get on the ropes there, when the president leaves the White House, headed to Marine One or wherever he's going, and you're on the front of the ropes, how did the questioning work? I mean, does he make eye contact with you to acknowledge you and let you ask your question?
You know, I'm not a yeller, so I don't yell. You know, I don't yell, you know, Mr. Yeah, President, yeah. really loud like Sam Donaldson. He sees me, so I just hold my hand up, and he calls upon me. He did so yesterday. He didn't like my question, by the way.
I said you're very well respected, and you ask the hard questions like you should, and they don't like everything you say, but I think they respect you.
Well, that's right. That's right. At the end of the day, I'm not concerned. I know that President Trump, he didn't like my question yesterday, but he knows, well, he's a fair reporter. He'll call on me, you know, the next time that he yeah. departs yeah. or certainly when I'm in the Oval Office and have an opportunity. But that's what the president does. You know, he just points it at the reporter that he mm-hmm. Notices and is comfortable asking a question. By the way, he called on yesterday the news organizations that he sometimes labels fake news. So he's not afraid of getting yeah. tough questions from, you know, the CNN and the New York Times and MSNBC. He calls on those reporters as well. It's not just a love fest out there. And you can tell that by the tough questions that he's asked
yeah.
When he departs the White House.
You're the man, John. Keep up your fine reporting, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Stevie. Always great to be on your show. Go University of Illinois.
Come
right?
on, John. Let's go, baby. Oh, baby.
Hey, Jay was an All-American linebacker and one of the best
That's
motivators
impressive.
Ever. He's amazing. Jay Lehman.
Awesome.
You can
very impressive. Well, go Illini.
Right.
Stevie, thanks for having
All
me
buddy.
On your show today,
okay.
and I'll talk to you next
thanks,
week.
Thanks, buddy. John Decker live in Washington, actually live at the White House. He drives to work at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
This is not a bad place to work.
Larry Canford Gallery, not a bad place to go for the off-the-wall sale. Guy can take. He can take the pictures. 35% off the artwork in the gallery, you take it off the wall. It's amazing. I was there yesterday. I don't know how he does it. I have a camera. I don't get pictures like that. Larry Canfer has been capturing what we love about Central Illinois and our community for 40 years. When you see his photographs, you'll cock your head, just like an art museum. It's amazing. Not only does he capture the beauty of the heartland, but he's traveled across the U.S. and internationally.
Right.
He's got pictures from all over the world. I saw some of his Ireland pictures. Come on, Larry. How do you do that?
I mean, the funny thing is, if you look at me like, man, let me go try to take some good pictures. I tried for 5 minutes, and it was just a disaster. I don't
it
know how they do that.
I don't know. It's crazy. That's why he's an artist. Larry Canfer Gallery off the wall sale. 35%? I said, what are you doing? Go in there today, tomorrow, or Saturday. South Neal Champagne. That's essentially the corner of Windsor, Neal, and Champagne. And then before we get to your next sports report, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Come on.
How about Dennis?
Love Dennis Reakin.
That family has got it going 42 years, and all they do is appliances. And I say, if you go to the Neal Street store, something shocking will happen. The people that come up to you will know their product and actually explain how the dishwasher works.
And the service on stuff.
They deliver, I mean, right? You had it delivered to your...
Delivered to my house. You can't beat the service, the 10-year protection plan.
Woo!
You don't get that at Home Depot. You don't get that at Sears.
Sears?
You don't get that, you don't get that at Lowe's. You get that. And here's a little snippet for you.
Yeah.
There will be a new television ad filmed next week.
You in it?
The sequel with me and Dennis Reakin.
You're throwing around heavy boxes.
Well, we had that one. There's another one for the football season. It was so popular, backed by popular demand.
And you're wearing 4-7?
Wearing 4-7.
Come on. That's his number. Jay Lehman. 359-2255, you want to chime in this morning with the All-American linebacker and Big Ten star, Big Ten Network. And you're one of the analysts in the booth, which isn't easy to get. You're one of their guys. And I think, Jay, I'm telling you, try not to suck up too much live, but you're hard not to watch because you just got stuff. You're all over there, man.
I appreciate that.
You got the energy. You got the content. You know what you're talking about because you used to put the hit on people.
Well, I prepare for a game. I analyze as an analyst the same way I did as a middle linebacker. I want to know the tendencies. I want to know the down and distance. I want to know the
film
formations.
Stuff, huh?
I look at film. Hours of film, man. I want to know the talent of the personnel. Let's go.
Jay Lehman in studio. All right, let's check Jay's sports headlines.
The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates last night in a game heard here on ESPN 93.5. Here's John Rooney with your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Pittsburgh, where today the Cardinals go for a four-game sweep and a 7-1 road trip to Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Thanks to a 9-run inning last night in the second, the Cardinals beat the Pirates 14-8. Adam Wainwright went 5 innings for the win.
Waino struggled early but hung on, and the Cardinals' offense, the real story. 11 extra base hits in the game, 3 home runs for the Cardinals' shortstop, Paul DeJong. Plenty of movement everywhere, and the Cardinals banged out 15 hits total and really took it to the Pirates.
Andrew Kisner caught in the game last night. He hit his first major league home run, a 2-run homer in the 9-run second. But Paul Goldschmidt has hit a home run in each game in this series so far. He's finding his stroke.
His swing is much better, much more level. He's hitting the ball with authority.
The Cardinals will go with Miles Michaelis today as they attempt the sweep of the Pirates at PNC Park. Michaelis is 6-10. Right-hander Joe Musgrove will pitch for Pittsburgh. He's 7-8. And we're on the air at 10:40.
What's that? 10:40? I got to interrupt Jeremy Warner for Cardinal baseball 10:40 pregame? Man, that's early. It's getaway game day.
The Chicago Cubs salvaged the final game of their series with a win over the San Francisco Giants 4-1 yesterday afternoon. Javier Baez hit his 25th home run of the year to lead the way. Earlier in the day, the Cubs sent shortstop Addison Russell to AAA Iowa and activated catcher Wilson Contreras.
Yeah.
The News Gazette is reporting that all-time leading scorer in Illinois basketball history, Deion Thomas, childhood hero of mine, has been named Associate Director of Development for the University of Illinois. Deion will fundraise in the Chicago area while working for the Big Ten Network. Deion says, it's my life coming full circle. And in 8 days, Lovie Smith's fourth team takes the field. Illinois football is about ready to go. That's sports. I'm Jay Lehman.
Let's go. Honda BMW, I was there yesterday. Jonathan Kerr told me to pick up a broom. I hang out a lot there, and he wants me to do something.
I bought my car from Jonathan Kerr. Ben Quattrone, great guy there as well.
Yeah.
I got two Hondas. I got a Honda Odyssey, and I got a Honda Accord. Great vehicles.
I do go out there. We also have a number of vehicles from Honda BMW. The BMW showroom floor, crisscross applesauce, drop your spaghetti, eat it off the floor. I mean, it's clean. I check it. I check the corners, Kenny. It's clean. Craig on the Honda side, Ken on the BMW side. What are you looking for? They're an award-winning dealership, service before, during, and after the sale. Honda BMW, start at drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. How are your parents?
Phenomenal. Happy and Die Lehman.
Happy and Die founded Vineyard, correct?
Founded Vineyard.
How many members go to Vineyard?
Well, 1979, there was four members. My mom and dad, my aunt and uncle.
That's awesome.
Now about 2,500 to 3,000 call home, and there's about 800 in Sullivan, Illinois.
You have a satellite?
Yeah, satellite in Sullivan and Bloomington. And Paxton broke off and is kind of its own church now, Vineyard Church. But Yeah, man, they're doing great. They're kind of stepping down on my sister, Mike Yoder and Julie Yoder. So Mike Yoder's my brother-in-law.
Like Yoder, like Arthur Yoder?
Yes, like Arthur
Yoder. Yoder's Country Kitchen or something.
Right, actually, yeah. Same family.
We need to go talk to them about selling chicken on the air. That's an amazing place.
Great place.
I love that place.
Okay. There we go. Yep, so they've taken over the day-to-day operations, and now the founding pastors are my mom and dad, Hap and Dye.
That is so exciting. I know, the energy there, the band, the stage, I mean, it's a big-time place, and it's, touching people. Tell them about the Lord, and your faith has been obviously big in your life.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ has always been central in the Lehman family. It's faith first, then it was family, then it was, okay, let's get to work, right? You had to do jobs.
Right.
You had to mow lawns.
Yeah.
Because the reality was either you got a scholarship or either you paid for your own college, and everybody knew it. So it's like, man, I better do one of these. So it was either mowing lawns or doing football, and God's always taking care of us. So it's been great.
It's been awesome. Jay Lehman's in our house. Great having him in as our guest sportscaster. Check your weekend weather coming up.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick, friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
Hey, Cardinal fans. School is almost back in session, so it's time to make one more visit to Busch Stadium with your family. The weekend of August 9th, 10th, and 11th, the Cardinals take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it's loaded with great giveaways. Friday, August 9th, it's the adult Cardinals tank top, presented by Cooper Tires. You'll definitely want to add this Cardinals tank top to your collection. Saturday, August 10th, it's the Cardinals Skyline Mesh Back Hat, presented by Shane Company. This hat features a unique design, highlighting the beautiful St. Louis skyline. Also that day, fans will receive an exclusive pack of baseball cards, courtesy of the Topps Trading Card Company. Sunday, August 11th, it's the Cardinal Mystery Adult Parkway Socks by Stance Incorporated. Enhance your sock game. Go home with one of the three different designs. That's August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. Cardinals baseball, time to fly.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from the Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
ESPN 93.5, weather forecast, sunshine today, sunny tomorrow. Same for Saturday, Sunday. Chance of rain front part of next week. Otherwise, pretty darn dry. 62 now in Champaign-Urbana. ESPN 93.5, we touched on the Mueller testimony yesterday. It was not good to the point of forget content, feel bad for the man. Because they were asking him questions about the Mueller report, and he didn't have a clue what was in it. Which, if you're the man assigning stuff, doesn't mean you know squat. I mean, look at companies with the bosses. How much do the bosses actually know? Not much. So it's kind of one of those things where you're going, dang. Not only is he kind of old looking, but he's not remembering things and he doesn't know anything about the Mueller report. Bob Mueller. Anyway, that was yesterday. We'll see where it goes from here. As retirement approaches, eliminating your house payment can seem obvious, but is paying off your mortgage the right decision? The experts at Busey Wealth Management and Busey Home Mortgage say, well, it depends. If you keep the mortgage, your retirement savings remain intact, and you receive a tax deduction. You'll have to carry the financial burden with you through retirement. Experts suggest keeping the mortgage if you plan to sell your home, you have a high mortgage, but little equity, or you have recently refinanced. They can sit with you at Busey and talk about keeping the mortgage, paying off the mortgage. What about your 401? What does that factor in? The experts at Busey will guide you every step of the way. Stop by one of their many convenient locations or call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com. To get started today, investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value, no bank guarantee. Since 1868, equal housing lender, it's Busey, member FDIC. 1868, they had drive-through, the horse and buggy, I'm sure.
Hi, how can I help you?
I can't understand you. My horse wants a carrot.
151 years, doing something right.
Yeah, that's pretty long being biz.
Yeah, buddy.
What you doing? Okay, Jay Layman's in the house. Five Tail going to do the news coming up. Thanks for coming in, by the way.
I mean, it's been a blast.
You got another sports cast to go, and then I can let you out. You can go whenever you want after that. But
man,
I don't know how I'm going to do the rest of the program.
Well, it's tough. It's tough filming for Diane. She's the real deal.
She's back tomorrow. She's in Washington. Rodney Davis, Congressman Davis, FaceTimed me during the program yesterday and had Diane and her family in the office.
Wow.
Giving her the official tour of Capitol Hill.
That's love it.
Pretty cool. But, yeah, I get this FaceTime call, Rodney Davis, and what's this? I say, hey, how you doing? I'm fine.
People just love you, Steve.
No, I don't know about that. But you can text if you have anything for Jay Layman. Text me, 359-2255. It's 756.
I say Scotty's. You say Brew House. Scotty's.
Brew House.
Scotty's.
Brew House.
I say 32. You say Draft Beers. 32.
Draft Beers.
I say Live. You say Sports. Live.
Sports.
Scotty's Brew House will always give you something to cheer about. They've got over 30 draft beers and TVs as far as the eye can see. Go ahead and punch in Scotty's Brew House on Neal Street in Champaign into your GPS for your slice of sports heaven.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
The NBA is trying to fix tampering. If there is a rule that is completely unenforceable, is there really any point in having the rule? You can't stop players from talking. You can't stop them from influencing each other. So let teams do it too. Let teams start talking to other players. Isn't that how it works in your business and my business? Like if another company wants to talk to me, they can. There's no tampering rule, right? They can talk to me. Now I have a contract and I can't break my contract, but they can talk to me. There's no anti-tampering. If you want to leave your job, let's say you sell cars at Bob Utter Ford in North Texas, and you want to move over to Hoyt Dodge, you're allowed to talk to them. That's how free enterprise. That's how it works. It's your current employer's job to keep you happy.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Hey, I'm Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers when I was a Major League Baseball player. Now I do yard work, raise my boys, and get the occasional 18 holes in, but I still have to deal with that Hall of Fame pain. I use Blue Emu pain relief products. The Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis or Continuous Spray are easy to use. I just spray or rub it on. No stinging or burning. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Jason texting in 359-2255. Curious to hear Jay's response to the news that Edwin Carter is actually cleared to go already after the devastating knee injury. Who's Edwin Carter?
Edwin Carter played one game really against Western Illinois. Had two catches but had two touchdowns.
Oh.
And he had a gruesome knee injury as he caught one of those touchdowns. Edwin is a guy who's got great length. I mean, he's a tall receiver. I like Edwin a lot. And I think the fact that he's already cleared to play after that knee injury, fantastic. I feel great for him. It was one of those injuries where you got, I don't know if that guy will run routes again.
Oh, boy.
And so I'm glad to hear Edwin Carr's back. We got to have better receiver play, okay? As much as the quarterback struggled, you got to be able to throw it to somebody. Ricky Smalling's got to play better. He knows that. Edwin Carter is a guy that played well when he was healthy. So we'll see. I'm Marquez Beeson. This guy's supposed to be the real deal out of Texas. Andrew Hayes Stoker, the receiver coach, recruiting tons of kids out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Lots of Jimmys and Joes down there.
You can text Jay if you got a football question. He's a man. 359-2255. Going to break for the news and be right back. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Jay Layman hanging out. It's 8 o'clock.